Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. Hope you have had a blessed week and that Yah has richly blessed you, that he has taken care of you, that he has provided for you, and that you are lifted in your spirit as we are going through this spiritual healing. You have to understand that, you know what, put it all in the hands of the Most High Elohim. Put our lives, everything that we have, everything that we do, count on him. This is a day that Yah Elohim has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For truly, truly, there are some people who didn't make it today. There's some people who didn't wake up this morning. There's some people who thought they would see this day and didn't see it. And we are still yet in it, and Yah Elohim is letting us and giving us another chance to honor him and to glorify him. As I have been getting deeper and deeper into this, like I said, this series on us as a people, it just makes it all the more important that we spend the day that Yah has said to honor him, that we spend that day honoring him. 6 days out of the week, we have to work on ourselves. But the Sabbath belongs to Yah Elohim. And he said, in it, honor him. And so we definitely want to make sure that we don't get away from that. One of the things that I have always noted that Israel seems to take the Sabbath to work on Israel. And it becomes not about the Most High Elohim. It comes about Israel. And so we want to make sure, doubly sure, that we are dedicating this day to him and worshiping him in it, as he has declared that we ought to do. So with that being said, let's kick this off right, and let's usher in the Most High Elohim. Cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem, as we go into our statement of faith. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father, for your manifold blessings. Thank you for first loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. Thank you for just loving us, hallelujah, and providing for us each and every day. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us the opportunity once again to come together and to bless you, Father, to bless you, to bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Sabbath, Father, and hallelujah. You have said that we should honor you in it, Father, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to honor you in this day. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to you, Yah. Glory to you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us raise holy hands to the Most High Elohim as we go before him in our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way to the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you and that we are repenting of our sins and we're turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, please turn your eyes and your ears back to your people and hear our supplications and our prayers. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen and amen. The book of 2 Kings. Chapter 8, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 8. I know I'm going to get that wrong if I come out of my head. Yep, I knew it. 1 Kings, chapter 8. I don't know why I want to go to 2 Kings all the time. Maybe I need to go there. 1 Kings, chapter 8. And let us start around verse 26, I believe. Verse 27. 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 27. But will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? You yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yah, my Elohim. But hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house, night and day, even toward the place which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people, Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven and do and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teachest them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his way, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yah toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron. that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. May the Most High have a blessing of the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. Hold on, I forgot. Let me go to the book of Ecclesiastes before I forget. Foundation. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Let us start this off. I want to read something to you because when I'm using this name of Yah, and, you know, it seems like so many people are offended by this. I don't know why. But I went and, you know, we always should be researching some things. And I wanted to go back into this letter J and where it came from and how it got translated in our book. The truth of the matter is, I think we've heard this all before. But what I hadn't really found before was that the letter J didn't start off with the J sound. When the letter, when it was translated, the Y was translated into the Greek, into an I, it had a Y sound. The I sound. So it wasn't iosis, but yiosis with a Y sound. And then that later got translated, that I sound got translated into the Latin, and it still, with the I, had a Y sound. When it was translated into the English, or to the J, when it first translated to the J, which was not still in English yet, when it was translated to a J, the J had a Y sound. Not a J sound, but a Y sound. So if you want to go back and verify that, even in the German language, when they say the J sound, they pronounce it with a Y. So when they translated the Bible from Greek or Latin into German, and they used the J because the J had a Y sound, it's translated correctly in their book because they're still pronouncing the J with a Y. It is when we get to the English that centuries later in the English, the J sound took on a different sound. So even in your Bible, if you were reading it correctly, anything with the J sound should still be pronounced with the Y sound, not the J. So Yeshua's name, Yeshua or Yeshu, is the way that it would sound in the English. How it got to the J, nobody knows. Just know that the J sound couple of centuries later was translated to the J sound, but it originally the J did not have a J sound. And in other languages, the J doesn't have a J sound. It has a Y sound. Just a tidbit of information. Let us go to, and I bring that up because, you know, I always thought, even with researching this, I always thought that the J always had a J sound, but it didn't always have the J sound. It's only centuries later in the English that it has the J sound. So let us start this off. And again, I want to say happy Sabbath to everyone, no matter where you may be, on Blog Talk, on Pal Talk, on the internet in general, whether you're in North America, South America, on the European continent or on the African continent. We greet you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. All right. We are going to start this off in the book of Psalms, chapter 68. Psalms chapter 68 and verse 4. And this is honoring, this precept is about honoring Yah. Because he says, we'll cover this verse in a minute, but he says, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, but honor him in it. Honor him. And so when we make the Sabbath about us, when we discuss things about how to fix up or anything like that, then we are not actually honoring him in the Sabbath because it becomes about us and not him. So 6 days out of the week, we got to work on us. 6 days out of the week, we get to work on us. We get to work on world issues. But the Most High said this day is reserved to him, to honor him in it. And as much as is within me, as much as I'm capable, I've been asking the Most High, I said, hey, give me precepts, honor you in the Sabbath. I need those specific precepts that honor you so that I can keep this day and keep it holy. And I don't want to turn to the right or to the left. I just want to keep it focused on him and that we honor him in it, because this is what he has ordained, that we honor him in it. So Psalms, this is where I was going, chapter 68 and verse 4. Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. See, this even though in your Bible it might say Jah, but understand that when this was actually translated, that J did not have a J sound, it had a Y sound. Yah. And rejoice before him. So we want to praise unto our Elohim. We want to honor him in this day. Glory to you, Yah Elohim, King of the universe, master of all that you have made. We bow down to you today, Father, and we honor you, for truly you are worthy. There is none like unto you, Yah Elohim. No, not one. And we will not give our praise and our honor to anyone else but you. So glory to you, glory, 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 glory. All praises to the Most High Elohim, our Elohim, our Creator, the lover of our soul, the rock of our faith. We honor you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Our basic tenet. Hear Yah. Give him honor. Give him glory and give him praise on his day. This is his day. Shema, The book of Isaiah, chapter 58. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, and we're going to be getting verses 13 and 14. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, starting in verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. Let us go to Psalm chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23, starting in verse 1. A psalm of David. Yah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Hallelujah. 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 The book of Exodus, chapter 34 and verse 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 34. Yah Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. The book of First Chronicles. The book of First Chronicles, chapter 16. The book of Chronicles, chapter 6, First Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 34. Oh, give thanks to Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. our Elohim, and we should give thanks to him always, for his mercy endures forever to those that love him, to those that keep his commandments, to those that honor him. Yah is good, and his mercy endure forever.
Come on, put your hands together just like this.
Thank you.
Let everything that has breath praise ye Yah. Praise him with everything that you have. Honor him with your lips and with your hands and with your feet. Sing praise unto Yah Elohim and honor him.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over, I have a home found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way to the
Book of Ezra, chapter 3. Yah, do what you are famous for in your people. Deliver out of this captivity that you may get honor and glory out of it. All that we do to bring you honor, O Yah. The book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11. And they sang responsibly, praising and giving thanks to Yah, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever toward Israel. The book of Psalms, chapter 25. The book of Psalms, chapter 25 and verse 8. Good and upright is Yah. We honor him on this his day, for there is no other that we shall give our praise to. God, we bless you. We lift you up before the nation. We magnify you on this day, and we remember your creation, where you have said that Israel should honor the Sabbath, where in 6 days you created the heavens and the earth and all that there is in. And you told us to remember. So, Yah, we bless you for creating all that there is, the heavens and the earth, for creating mankind and putting him upon the earth, for teaching us your ways and not forgetting about us when we fall. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. Psalms 23 and just verse 6. Psalms 23 and verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yah forever, for this is his promise and his word unto his people. It says that if we would just be upright with him, and if we would just honor him, not just with our lips, but with our lives, and that we would just take one day out of the week and dedicate it to him, that we can know that his promises are true and that he will do what he said he's going to do. The book of Psalms, chapter 145. The book of Psalms, chapter 145 and verse 9. Yah is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his works. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of Psalms, 139. The book of Psalms, 139. Oh, Yah, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my rising up and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yah, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Thou, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearful. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O Elohim. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O Elohim. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yah, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O Yah, O Elohim, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Yah Elohim, the lover of our souls, our creator and our maker.
Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Yah, reveal yourself
to me.
To me.
Chapter 10, the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 18. No one is good but one, that is Elohim. Not you, not me, not father, not our mother, not our brothers or our sisters. There is none good but one, Yah Elohim. He is the only one that is good. The book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1, and verse 17. as we focus our praise and our worship on the Most High Elohim, for this is his day, let us rejoice and honor him in it. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. He is good. In him is no darkness. And we praise and we thank him because, you know what? We want to see his good side always. We want to be on the good side of the Most High. Because he is good, and he is good to his people. The book of Matthew, chapter 7. How good can Yah be to us? Just how good? What's the most perfect gift he can give us? The most perfect thing that he does for us. Matthew, chapter 7, starting in verse 11. If you, then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? How good can Yah be with us? Things can he give to us? What is the most perfect gift that he gives us? Let us go. In just a minute, because I think I left this out, and I don't know how I did it, but I did. Let us go to the book of Luke, I believe. The book of Luke, chapter 11, and let's get verse 13. The book of Luke, chapter 11, let's get verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? All we got to do is ask. You can't get any better gift than the Holy Spirit. Yah cannot give you, if he gave you more days, if he gave you 1,000 years and didn't give you his Spirit, if he gave you all the money in the world and you didn't have his Spirit, there is nothing more precious than we can receive from the Most High himself but his Spirit. And he says, all you got to do is just ask me, and I will give it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We stand in awe. Yeah.
The book of Psalms, chapter 27. The book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 13. I would have lost my heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. We need to see the works of the Most High. We need to see his good works and not the terrible ones. The terrible works will come upon the wicked, but the good works upon the righteous. And Yah, give us our sanity. Let us know and let us see just how good you are to those that believe and follow you and worship you, not only in words, not only with their lips, but in the living of our lives. Psalms 145, the book of Psalms 145. And let us get verses 5 through 7. The book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 5 through 7. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, O Yah. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your great. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 33. The book of Psalms, chapter 33. Verse 5. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of Yah. And we want to see that goodness. Yah, we honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We look for your goodness. We look for your mercy. For you are the only one that is good, and you are our example. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. Psalm 34 and 8, the book of Psalms, 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that Yah is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Taste and see how good Yah is. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. For Yah Elohim, there is none like him. Nobody can do you like Yah can do you. Nobody can pull you out of a situation or bless you greater than this one. Our wise, our also superior Elohim, there is none that reaches to his status. No, not one. Hallelujah to Yah Elohim. The book of Psalms, chapter 100. The book of Psalms, chapter 100, verses 4 and 5. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for Yah is good and his mercy is everlasting. When we walk in his ways, when we seek after him, when we ask him for his spirit, and we are genuine with him, Yah is good to us. He blesses us in the way that nobody else can, and his mercy is everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, he is merciful, and he is Yah. Psalm 107. The book of Psalms, 107, verse 8 and 9. The book of Psalms, chapter 107, verses 8 and 9. Oh, that men would give thanks to Yah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul. and fills the hungry soul with goodness. See, we got to understand, the Most High is going to fill us what we long for. If we long for righteousness, he's going to fill us with righteousness. If we long for goodness, he's going to fill us with goodness. If we long for mercy, he's going to fill us with mercy. If we long for grace, he's going to fill us with grace. If we long to follow in his path, he will put his path in front of us. And he will not let us stray to the right or to the left, but he will keep our steps sure and our destiny perfect in him. Hallelujah. You ought to be giving Yah some praise. You ought to be telling him for yourself how good he is to you, blesses you, and how you are blessed, how he keeps you, how he provides, how he makes a way when you don't think there is a way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to our Elohim. There is none, not one, like him. Nor shall there ever be. For truly, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Where shall we go here?
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me work upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Thank you.
All right, I don't know what happened to that, but amen. Let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 31. The book of Psalms, chapter 31. And let's get verses 19 through 20. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the Son of Man, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of men, you shall keep them safe in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. The book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10. Verse 31. So whether you eat or whatever you drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of Elohim. Hallelujah.
Peace in your memory, peace and love to the light. Let them say,
Let us go to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, and verse 30. Therefore, Yah, the Elohim of Israel, declared, I promise that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now, Yah declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let us make sure that we are giving Yah his honor, that he will honor us. This is his promise. And those that despise him, he says, will be lightly esteemed. He will think nothing of them because they honor him not. They disrespect him. He says, but those that honor him, will he honor. We honor you in this your Shabbat, your Sabbath, oh Yah. We praise your holy name. We are obedient to you, Father, in keeping your Shabbat as you have directed. And we shall not honor anyone else or anything else in it. Father, help us, your people, to stay steadfast and steady in your way, to always give you glory and honor, and to let our lives reflect the same. You are our Elohim. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our salvation. You are the Holy One of Israel. Honor you in this your Sabbath. Not doing our own pleasures. Not speaking our own words. But it is your word, O Yah, that we will speak, and your words that we will proclaim to the world. And we will glory you. And we will honor you, for this is your day. You have ordained it, and we believe. And because we believe, oh Yah, we do. And our doing is what shows what is truly in our heart. For if it was in our heart to be elsewhere, oh Father, surely that is where we would be. That's where our treasure would be. But you are our treasure and our hope. In you, we have our being. And we just want to praise you. Father, accept our prayers as we place them on the altar before you. And let not the altar of our fire, of our prayers, let it not ever burn out. Hallelujah.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out.
face, seek your face, oh Lord. I wanna seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. Fire for my altar never burn out. The fire for my altar never burn out. May the fire for my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We say, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar make me a house of prayer.
Day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, day and night, night. we pray day and
night,
seek your face day and
night,
make me a house of prayer,
make me a house of prayer,
day and night.
Some logs of praise on our altar that we burn hot praise. Make a high fire, a hot fire of praise unto Yah Elohim. Let not your spirit withhold that which Yah is owed, your all in all your praise. Let the fire on your altar never burn out for Yah Elohim. Give him continual praise. Go before him always. Lift up your friends, your family. Lift yourself up. But honor him. John chapter 12. The book of John chapter 12, verse 26. The book of John chapter 12 and verse 26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Let us serve with gladness and with fervor, with fervent heat. May our worship and our praise be hot before the Most High. May we send up sweet-smelling prayers unto him, sweet-smelling praise. Let us put a smile on our Elohim's face. The book of Joshua, chapter 24. The book of Joshua, chapter 24, and we're going to be reading verse 15. The book of Joshua, chapter 24, and verse 15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve Yah, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the Elohims of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the Elohims of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we shall serve Yah Elohim. Hallelujah. We shall honor him, for it is he that we don't want. It's he that we need and the most necessary. Hallelujah. And I hope that didn't sound wrong. But we want him, but we need him. And there's a difference.
would I go? What else would I do? If I did not know you, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you,
my Lord.
Of Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14. Let us end where we began. The book of Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, or speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of Yah has. Let us keep our focus on the Most High, on his day. Don't let anybody pull you into anything else, into dishonoring the Most High Elohim. And let your focus stay upon him. And let your words and let your mouth bring him glory and honor. On tomorrow, I will bring a priest up. I don't know what it is yet. Yah will give it to me. But it will be about him. Because truly, we want to stay focused on Yah Elohim. him that we should be concerned about on this day. So let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for even giving us the opportunity to honor you on this your day. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We magnify you, O Yah, and we lift you up. We glorify your name. Stay in that spirit, Father, that we would glorify you and not go about doing our own pleasure. Father, as we go our separate ways, encamp your angels around your people. Keep us safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And we will be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Remember, saints, I love you, but Yah loves you way more. Happy Sabbath. Keep focus on Yah, and shalom.
Teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away.